Welcome back, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side Midday Report. Today, does everything revolve around the Fed policy? I have some friends who, no matter what the subject, like to always bring it back to politics. It's annoying, to say the least. Unfortunately, these friends are often correct. Much of what we discuss does have a political background. And the same sort of thing looks to be happening on Wall Street. Only here, everything seems to revolve around the latest implications for the Fed's monetary policy. Take this morning's inflation report. Now, the Street assumes that high inflation is bad for the Fed's current policy of easing. After all, you don't want to print more dollars against a background of higher inflation. It would just continue to flame those inflation fires. But if, just maybe, inflation was beginning to ease, then hallelujah, the Fed can go on printing and printing, and that would look just fine to the guys who count on asset inflation. And that lucky eventuality is just what happened this morning. Inflation does appear to have slowed dramatically, at least according to this one report. Inflation for the month of August rose just 0.3%. And on an annual basis, that's about 1.75% below the current level. And sure enough, it looks like the Fed might be right. This inflation might be transitory, which would mean that the Fed can unleash the monetary spigots once again. Well, the first to notice all this were the gold bugs. The price of gold immediately rallied above $1,800 an ounce. Gold currently is at $1,807. Bonds also rallied, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury now yielding just 1.32%. Remember, price and yield are inverse for bonds. Over at the Forex desk, however, traders not so happy at the prospect of more dollars being printed. The dollar is currently flat or down against most major currencies. Now, I want to draw your attention later this afternoon to the latest release on the American Petroleum Institute's report on the nation's crude oil stock. The Street expects that this report is going to get hammered, that it will show about a 390 million barrel reduction in current storage. And remember, this is just the reduction due to Hurricane Ida. Nicholas just came ashore this morning and should further reduce our oil storage. Now look for today's report to be bad, but next week's report to be a real blockbuster. So once again, the Street looks for a reduction of 390 million barrels of oil in today's crude oil stock report. Overall, the Dow and S&P are down, with the NASDAQ only marginally higher. Bonds, gold, and cryptos all up so far today. And that's our report at midday. Stay tuned for today's comments on the core inflation rate. Well, this morning, as they do every month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released two reports on inflation. Regular inflation, the one everyone watches and the one that which makes all the headlines. But the BLS also releases the core inflation rate, and this is a measure of inflation excluding food and energy. This morning, the overall inflation rate came in at 5.3%, while the core rate, that's the rate excluding that food and energy, came in at just 4%. And that tells us that fully 1.3% of our inflation is coming from the twin sources of those food and energy costs. And to most, this might seem as just the way things always work. But it hasn't always been the case. In fact, our most recent economic history has been a time of cheaper food and energy, as gains in technology and a benevolent environment has helped us with lower and lower food and energy prices. In the 13 months from November of 2018 until January of 2021, with only 1 month's exception, food and energy actually contributed to lower overall inflation. In other words, the core inflation rate was higher than the regular inflation rate. Food and energy prices were declining. And as many of you may recall, overall inflation was well below the 2% target that the Federal Reserve had set. It looked at the time like we would never have inflation again. Now, all that really began to change in January of this year when we first began to see inflation beginning to rise. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. One is that both our oil supply principally and our crops are subject to the vagaries of Mother Nature. The poor people in Texas are seeing that again today as yet another hurricane, this time Nicholas, batters their shores. And it also batters the Texas oil production, so it's natural that oil prices should rise. We've also seen this out west, where another drought is devastating crops in the field, and we're also seeing higher prices in food. But there's a political dimension to all this also, and I don't think it's any accident that the higher overall price levels have corresponded to the inauguration of President Biden. When your very first action on your very first day as president is to cancel a major oil pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, which would have provided additional low-price oil to the country, you're making a major statement on energy. And there can be little doubt that this administration is not pro-oil or pro-coal for that matter. Lower energy prices is not a goal for President Biden. And a longer-term policy that's counter to lower food prices is the other ongoing incentive that the U.S. government has given farmers not to produce their crops. In the Land Bank program and others, farmers are encouraged not to produce. In the short term, this supports farm prices and is considered a positive. But in times of drought, like this, keeping production off the shelves hurts the average American consumer. So overall, what we're seeing right now is a complete reversal of our basic price complex. We've gone from a time when lower prices in energy and food were the driving force in a low cost of living environment. But today it's a time when we have to pay extra for those higher prices at the gas station and the supermarket. And that's The Value Side for Tuesday, September 14. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying for those left behind in Afghanistan. Thank you.